Morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning guys. How are we?
Oh, mate, we're going good for a Friday morning. Very excited. The weekend is upon us. Now, Arcadia Queen, she'll be out in Sydney.
Yes, looking forward to this mare making her Sydney debut. Of course, comes with a big boom over from WA, already in the Everest, and is said to make her return in the Theo Marks tomorrow. So what do we do with her as punters? There's a lot of discussion. A lot of people think she's sort of over the line already. She's been trialling up really well for Chris Waller. She's only lost the one race over in WA, but comes here winning the Kingston Town by 4.5 lengths before a break. Her trials have been super. Look, she's $1.85. I've actually gone against her. I've made my best bet against her in the race, simply from a betting perspective. I'm just a little bit worried about the inside draw for her. You know, again, you look at sort of all her form over in Australia, her best wins have been at a mile plus as well. So having said that, she's been trained for an Everest, so you'd expect her to be nice and sharp. I just think there's a horse in there that might be able to test her. I'm not saying she can't win. She's a terrific chance, but at $1.85, I'm just happy to be around her at her Sydney debut, but no surprise at all if I'm wrong there.
I'm going to tumble in the trope again, all right? Because I think I've been with trope its entire career. I keep thinking good things about it.
Yeah, I'm with you, TK. He's the one I've made my best in the race, just simply from the value perspective of $5. You know, he was had the flashing light on. I know he missed the photo first up, but they went slow. He had the best late splits of the entire day. And I just think 1,300 home track. I know he gets back probably to last again, but there's only a field of 10. He'll only be 5 lengths off them. And I think Deploy will roll him along at a decent enough clip. And I reckon, you know, rail out six, a lot of people say rail out six, everyone starts to panic and think, get on speed at Rose Hill. But if I have a look at my history results over the past 12 months in particular, if anything, I think this rail position's fair or favours middle of the track later in the day. So that's what I'm predicting. That's how Rose Hill in general has played the last 12 months or so. So if that's the case, he's the one I want to be with, you know, flipping wide in the straight and getting to the middle rather than Arcadia Queen off the inside draw. So I'm happy to be with him over the favourite, but concede I could easily be wrong and she can easily win on her Sydney debut.
Now, we spoke to Adam Pengilly earlier about Justify.
Yeah, it was a big story yesterday, wasn't it? And it's something that I suppose, you know, if it come out in Australia, gee, it would have been huge news. But yeah, the Triple Crown winner Justify, I think it would have been 12 times over the legal at Hyston, I think is how you say it, limit. He failed the drug test in Australia. So we learnt the news yesterday that positive was recorded after his Santa Anita Derby win on April 7 there, 2018. But the positive test was covered up as he went on to win the Derby, the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. So he's, you know, become just the second horse since 1978 to claim the American Triple Crown. So huge news out of the US yesterday. And yeah, it would have been massive, massive as well if this happened in Australia. But yeah, disappointing to hear all that over in the US.
Yeah, certainly a very, very big story. Now, let's get your tips for Rose Hill tomorrow.
Yeah, look, the two for me, race 7, number 11, Trope. As I said, I'm with TK there. I just think at around the $5 mark, you know, he's got a beautiful stride on him. I think the extra 100 metres will suit. He's on his home track. And I do think they'll go hard enough for him to get to the middle there. I do think that'll be the place to be come race 7 on the program. Race 8, number 11, the best value for me at around that $9, $10 mark, number 11, Dyslexic. Now, you're getting double the price here of Mizzy on the day, and I thought her run was just as good as Mizzy's. First up, I was on Mizzy that day, and she got the chocolates for us. But, look, she got all the favours. Dyslexic had to go right back to last from the gate, and her late splits were quite a bit better than Mizzy's on the day. So she draws to sit much closer here while Mizzy draws off the track. She gets a 3.5 kilo swing on that horse. Yet Mizzy's $5 and Dyslexic's $9 or $10. So I think she's the value in the race. I can see there's a few other chances. I like some Champagne Cuddles, who's been trialling up well, and a few other nice mares there for Seeker takes a step up to this level. I think short enough considering she hasn't won at this level yet, but looks a promising mare. But for me, race 8, number 11, the value there, Dyslexic, and the best, race 7, number 11, Trope.
Brad, as always, plenty of tips for the weekend. Good luck, good punting, and speak to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And just wanted to say a quick well done to Mitch Marsh. Not easy when the whole country hates you, and good on him for getting the 4 wickets last night.